Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to the universe that made me do it. I'm your host, Dr. Caricott. And I'm so excited that you're listening in today. Remember, whatever you hear that resonates, take it. Whatever you hear that doesn't resonate, throw it in the trash. So, today's conversation is about sound crystallizes thought. So what does that even mean? It means that sound solidifies thought. So we have these thoughts, and they're like, where are they, right? Can you show me where a thought is? No. Can't. Thoughts are not tangible material things. Can you show me your sink in your bathroom? Yeah, you can. That sink once started out as a thought. The idea was there for a sink before the sink materialized. So, sound crystallizes thought. So you have a thought, any thought that you have. Let's say the thought is, I would really like to have a van to go travel around the country in. So there's the thought, there's the idea, and it's invisible. It's invisible in the sense that you can't show it to anyone, not in the thought form. You surely can put it on a piece of paper and show somebody a drawing of something. You can write it out. You can do things with thoughts. You can speak it, that sound part, that crucial sound part. You can speak it. So you can share, oh my gosh, I just got this idea and I see myself, I'm in a van and I'm driving across the country and I'm going to Vermont and New Hampshire and it's fall time and all the colors are changing and I'm driving around in my van. Or a van. So what just happened is it brought the energy of thought into sound, into more tangible space. So it's now being spoken outwardly. Whether you're speaking it to someone else is really irrelevant. It's about the vibration. Your lips are moving, your tongue is moving, your throat is engaged. There are physical, tangible movements connected with the sound, connecting with the speaking of it. And it's such a powerful place. Now, how you speak about things is also important. So like you can be as specific or as general. You could say, I'm traveling around in a van across the country. It's very general. Or you can say, oh, I'm in my van and I'm traveling from Vermont to New Hampshire and all these beautiful leaves are changing colors and I can see the red hues and the oranges and the yellows. And it just feels so alive and exciting. And there's a difference between those two, and wherever you stand with being general or more specific is just perfect. And when you engage with someone else, you can speak it into, I'm going to. Again, words are really powerful in the thought connection, the energy connection. I am going to be traveling from Vermont to New Hampshire. I'm going to be traveling in a van across the country. or I am. I am. Now I'm going to put it out there into the future. I am brings it into the now. I am traveling across the country in my amazing van, and I'm traveling from Vermont to New Hampshire, and it's fall, and it's just the most beautiful, magnificent display of colors and the beauty of nature. I can smell and taste the crispness in the air. And you can share that conversation with someone if you want to. What we say matters. And that can be experienced reversely. Having a thought, something's wrong with my body, and speaking of it, something's wrong with my body, something's wrong with my body. I don't feel good, I don't feel good, I don't feel good. And then you say it out loud. And you solidify it more and more. You solidify something into existence. So you literally create your journeys across country and your imbalanced body. One is not more real or true than the other. They're all created by you. First received as something else, spoken, crystallized into the physical form through sound. So that means either you're enhancing and expanding and creating more of what you do not want, or you are enhancing, expanding, creating more of what you do want. You get the choice. So what do? Maybe you find yourself and you're like, well, I've been having these thoughts about things, but I haven't quite spoken them out because they're just not here. Start anywhere. Start speaking out loud with yourself first. And if you want to share it with others, start sharing that outwardly with others. Just start speaking out loud. Maybe you got this thought, if like you have this idea, you want to create something, like you want to start this business. You want to start sharing something. Say, wow, I'm really excited about this idea that I have. And it's coming into my reality now. I'm speaking it right now. I'm engaging with it with my voice, with my words. You literally can start anywhere in a conversation with yourself. Not from a space of, I'm not sure about this, I'm concerned about it. Just like, wow, this is really neat. I like this. Give me some more stuff around this. I'd like some more stuff around this. This is a really great thought. And I'm talking about it. I'm using my sound to crystallize it. Maybe it's even a partnership. Like, my partner's out there somewhere. One day, hopefully. No, you just create hopefully one day, maybe sometime. How about my partner's here? I am in partnership. Now you just have to be mindful where you stand. Maybe jumping from out there someday possibility doesn't quite make it into partner here now, I'm in partnership. Maybe it's like, yeah, I don't quite believe that, and that's okay. Do you just look, feel around in your thoughts? Well, what other thoughts do I have that could feel good, that could open up this space for the existence of it now? So there's so many possibilities in this conversation. And I could talk hours about this. So here's the thing. Speak more of what you do want. speak less and not at all of what you do not want. So maybe you had a thought like, well, why would it be less and not just do not at all? Well, sometimes it can be beneficial with a specific intent. Okay, so this is not wanted, and I'd really like to shift that. I'd like to create a new experience for myself and my life. Can be a very powerful conversation when standing in the space of, I may speak of this, but I speak with intention to look, to shift and alter, and to create a desired experience for myself in my life, which is a different conversation than I'm going to complain and I'm going to just keep talking about what doesn't work, 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 what doesn't work. Those have two different distinct vibrations. And you can literally just say that. So how do you speak with intent to create something new? You just say those words. Tell yourself, well, this thing keeps happening, and I'd really like to create something new. So you can say, this is what's been happening, and I want to create something new. I want to look in a way that creates an opening for what it is that I do desire. And then the part of just not talking about it at all, like just shutting the fuck up about it with ourselves. So like, here's this thing, you keep talking about it, and it's like, I'm just not interested in this anymore. So you know what you do? You just shut the fuck up about it. You literally just stop speaking it. So how do you do that? It's really quite simple. You just zip the lips. You may find yourself with a thought or an impulse, oh, I really want to share this or say this in a way that you would have, and you stop and you say no. And you keep doing that. And maybe the first time you attempt it, you still say it out loud. That's okay. Maybe the second time you attempt it, you only say part of it. That's okay. You just keep exercising your energetic muscles. And what you'll find, having the intent to, you know, I'm just not going to speak about this anymore. I'm not going to talk about this person anymore. I'm not going to talk about this thing anymore. I'm not going to keep saying this thing. And you make a choice. I'm done with that. And I'm just not going to say it anymore. And watch what happens to that area of your life, that conversation, that topic. Watch what happens to how you relate to it, how you feel about it, and what you experience with it, because it will change. How quickly it changes depends on you. The more you keep talking about it, the slower the process. The more you step into what is wanted, what is desired, which you know to the core of you to be true for you, the faster you experience a complete altered experience in this area. And guess what? The thought happens first before you don't speak. That's the other fascinating and amazing thing. It's like you're taking an action to not speak by using sound to crystallize something. But it also came as a thought of like, oh, that's interesting. Like maybe you're listening and you're like, Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, I've been doing that. Maybe this is confirmation for you. Maybe you're like, yeah, I've done that. I'm doing that. Oh, I could be doing this here. It's a thought first. It's a thought first. So whatever sound you apply to it, brings it more tangibly into the physical world. So one, speak of what you do want. Speak to yourself, speak to your cat, speak to the birds outside, speak to the sunshine, speak to your friends, speak to people you don't know. Speak it into your now. Communicate as now, happening now. Solidify, crystallize those thoughts into physical, tangible, life realized experience. Two, if you must speak of something unwanted, speak with intention to open, to look, to create anew. Speak with intention and purpose. Speak with offering, speak with guidance, speak with intuition, impulse. True alignment impulses. Three, shut the fuck up. Stop talking about it. Literally, stop it. Stop talking about it. Just stop. Don't say anything about it. And whatever thoughts you have around, oh my gosh, what if I stop talking about this? What's that going to mean? Oh my gosh, maybe my solution won't be there if I stop talking about it. Well, what's going to happen? Oh my gosh. Guess what? Those will shut the fuck up when you shut the fuck up. Those thoughts will literally disappear into the ethers because you have aligned with who you truly are. And who you truly are is not someone who doesn't feel good. You are not someone who is sad, angry, upset. Frankly, you're not any emotion. You're not a complainer. Your train was just focused in a different direction than you wanted it to be, and all this is doing is literally visualize a train going in one direction. Literally what these options are doing is they're literally just, oh, which direction do I want to go in this train? That's all that's happening. Nothing is right or wrong here. Nothing is good or bad. It's just, is my train going in the direction that I want it to? And where have my words been aligned with? I know I want my train in this direction, but if I keep speaking in that direction, guess where the train's going? It's going in the opposite direction of what I want it to. And, ooh, I've been speaking my train in this direction. This is the direction I want it to go. Guess what? It speeds up. It adds so much momentum and direction of already wanted because you're already going that direction. You just add more fuel to the fire. Speed to that train. And the last thing that I really want to share with you, sound crystallizes thought. So whatever form of sound do we have besides just our words, just speaking? We have tones. Om Ehe. We have all these different vibrational tones that we can emit from our body. Taking a breath in. That is sound. Sound is not just speaking, though it is an important, crucial part of the human experience. And so we talked about speaking outwardly. We talked about silence, shutting the fuck up, silencing, being with silence, the sound of silence. And now it's the sound of tone, utilizing sounds, different tones from our body to activate thoughts. We don't just have to say, yes, I am in my van and I'm driving from Vermont to New Hampshire. What if that sounded like, what if it sounded like that? What if you solidified your thoughts with that kind of sound? What if you solidified your thoughts with the sounds of nature? What if it didn't actually have to come from the sound within you? What if the solidification of what you desire is you being in intentional silence with your mouth, the tones, and tuning into hearing, feeling, embodying the sounds of a bird chirping? What would that be like? To really know that you could listen to a bird chirp every single day and have absolutely any life experience that you desire for yourself. What would that be like? Just listening to the sounds of nature, crystallizing your thoughts. Ooh. That is so delicious. So there are many ways to crystallize your thoughts with sound. All of them beautiful. All of them available. Which ones are calling to you in your now moment? Not which ones have you done in the past or which ones haven't you done or don't resonate with, but which ones or which one stands out to you in this conversation for you? Which one is pulling at your heartstrings the most? Take it on. Declare that right now for yourself. Whichever one. Say, I'm taking this on for myself and I'm exploring. And then fill in the blank. I'm exploring being in intentional silence with the sounds of nature and utilizing the sounds of nature to crystallize my thoughts. And watch what happens from this moment forward. I want to hear about what's happening in your world. What's called to you in this conversation? What's showing up for you since this conversation? There's no wrong or right way to experience your life for you. So you choose whatever parts work for you and discard the rest because they're not for you. And they're not for you right now if they're being discarded. So it's, what do I need for me in my now experience? You can send me an email at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. And you can check out more podcasts, blogs, tools for helping you access what really matters to you at theuniversemademedoit.com.